Beyond Uno, 8 better card games for family game night. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. The best Uno upgrades for family game night are Skull King, Sushi Go, Sea Salt and Paper, Phase 10, Exploding Kittens, No Thanks, The Crew, Mission Deep Sea, and Dutch Blitz. Every one of them keeps Uno's two best qualities, Teach in 2 minutes rules and big shared laughs, while fixing Uno's worst one, the runaway game draw four to the face arguments that end the night badly. If you want one do everything pick, get Skull King. It plays 2 to 8, scales from a 9-year-old to grandpa, and the guess your tricks before you play twist turns every hand into a table-wide drama. If your crew is tiny or mixed age, Sushi Go. And Sea Salt and Paper are the gentlest landings. Okay, real talk from your friendly neighborhood game night connector. I love Uno, it's the gateway drug, it's the one everybody already knows. But you know it, I know it, and your cousin who throws the deck knows it. Uno has a problem. The runaway leader, the 7-card pileup, the draw four that turns Thanksgiving into a hostage negotiation. The game that somehow lasts 45 minutes and ends with nobody having had fun asterisk for the last 30. Here's the good news I've been dying to share. The modern small box card game scene is stacked, and a whole shelf of these play exactly as easy as Uno, but actually reward you for paying attention. I've pulled the 8 I keep recommending in every group chat, the ones that survive a 9-year-old, a competitive uncle, and a grandparent who doesn't really do games all at the same table. Every single one is verified on Amazon, every quote below is real and sourced, and for each pick I'll tell you the honest why it's better than Uno. Pull up a chair, let's find your new table tradition. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Why does Uno end in arguments, and what makes these games better? Let's name the gremlin so we can banish it. Uno's pain isn't the rules, it's the asterisk shape of the game. The runaway problem. One person empties their hand, everyone else is still holding 7 cards. And the last 3 minutes are a foregone conclusion. Dead time equals grumpy table. The pylon problem, draw twos and draw fours let the table asterisk gang up on whoever's ahead or whoever they're mad at. That's not strategy, that's a grudge with a card attached. The no decision problem, half your turns are I play the card that matches. There's nothing to asterisk think asterisk about, so the only drama left is who got dunked on. Every game on this list fixes at least one of those, usually all three. The trick takers, Skull King, The Crew, give you a real decision every single card. The drafters, Sushi Go, Sea Salt and Paper, keep asterisk everyone engaged because you're always picking. The quick ones, No Thanks, Dutch Blitz, end before anyone can sulk, same accessibility, way more payoff. The hottest take I've got, if your family only owns Uno, you don't have a game night, you have a backup plan for when the Wi-Fi goes out. Any single game on this list will do more for your table in one evening than Uno has in a decade. Lovingly, but I said what I said. The mixed ages cheat code for tables spanning little kids to grandparents. Lead with a asterisk drafting asterisk game, Sushi Go, Sea Salt and Paper over a trick taker. Drafting means everyone's choosing at the same time, nobody waits, nobody gets bored. And the youngest player can keep up on instinct alone. What's the single best all-around Uno replacement? Skull King, full stop. If you make me pick one box to hand a family that's outgrowing Uno, it's this pirate trick taker from Grandpa Beck's Games, and the community backs me up hard on this one. Here's the magic, before each hand you bid exactly how many tricks you think you'll win. Nail it, you score big, miss by even one, you eat a penalty. Suddenly a simple play the highest card game becomes a table full of people bluffing, groaning, and trash-talking their own predictions. It plays 2 to 8 players, ages 8 plus, and the round count scales naturally so a game with the whole extended family doesn't drag. Why it's better than Uno, every card matters because you committed to a number. No dead turns, no runaway leader, a great hand can actually hurt you if you bid low, and the schadenfreude when someone overbids is chef's kiss. The catch, it genuinely shines with 4 plus players. 2-player Skull King is fine, but it's a party animal at heart. The family verdict, Skull King is a blast to play for the whole family. The board game family ran a full review under the headline that it's totally king in our family, and noted a 9-year-old ranks it in his personal top 5. Connectors bidding tip teach newbies to bid low their first few hands. Zero bids predicting you'll win no tricks are easier to hit than you'd think, and they protect beginners from the big miss penalty while they learn the card hierarchy. It's the gentlest on-ramp into trick-taking I know. Which ones are best for little kids and mixed ages? This is where I get the most DMs, so listen up, Sushi Go and Sea Salt and Paper are your mixed age MVPs. Sushi Go, game right, is the friendliest card drafter on earth. You're handed a hand of adorable sushi cards, pick one, pass the rest, repeat, that's the whole game. But picking the asterisk right asterisk sushi, chasing a set of 3 sashimi for big points. Snagging the wasabi before someone else does gives grown-ups plenty to chew on while a 6-year-old can play on pure, I want the dumpling. 2 to 5 players, ages 8 plus, younger plays fine with a nudge. And it's asterisk done in 20 minutes. Sea Salt and Paper Bomix is the slightly spicier cousin, gorgeous Origami Art Ocean Cards, set collection with a push-your-luck twist. You decide when to call the round and lock in your points, gambling that you're actually ahead. 2 to 4 players, ages 8+. Why they're better than Uno, everyone drafts simultaneously, so there's **0** downtime, nobody's waiting on the slow player, and the art does half the teaching for you, players laughing over a shared deck on game night why Sushi Go just works Sushi Go. Takes the card drafting mechanism of Fairy Tail and Seven Wonders and distills it into a 20-minute game that anyone can play. That anyone can play is the whole pitch for mixed-age tables. On Sea Salt and Paper's one quirk, it's a stunner, but be aware. The game lands very well as a family activity because it plays with all ages, but it overstays its welcome just a tad thanks to its scoring mechanic. Translation for the littlest kids, Sushi Go is the cleaner pick. Sea Salt and Paper rewards tables of 9+ who don't mind a touch more math. Is there a game that's the same kind of chaos as Uno, just better? Oh, you want the **funny**1, the one that gets screams. Two answers. Depending on your vibe, Exploding Kittens is Uno's anarchic little sibling. You draw cards until, boom, someone pulls an exploding kitten and detonates out of the game, unless they've got a diffuse, laser pointers, belly rubs. The works. In between, you're playing attack cards, skips, see the futures, and nopes to dodge the bomb and shove it at the person next to you. 2 to 5 players, ages 7+, art by the oatmeal. Plays in 10 to 15 minutes. Dutch Blitz is the **physical**chaos pick, a real-time, no-turns card race where everyone plays AT once, slapping cards onto shared piles as fast as they can while yelling, Blitz. It's loud, it's frantic. It's the closest thing to a sport you can play sitting down. 2 to 4 players combine decks for up to 8, ages 8+. Why they're better than Uno, Exploding Kittens has the same gacha energy, but every card is a **decision. Do I peek? Do I attack? Do I save my defuse? Dutch Blitz takes Uno's speed and removes the waiting entirely. There are no turns, so there's no downtime, ever. By the right Exploding Kittens, there are a dozen editions. For family game night, you want the standard original edition, ages 7+, not the NSFW explicit edition. That one's hilarious, but very much for the adults-only table. Check the box says original before you check out. Dutch Blitz, decades deep, Amazon lists it plainly as the original fast-paced card game, 160 cards, ages 8+, and a fanbase that's been slapping piles and shouting since the 1960s. It's the rare game that's literally a family heirloom for some households. What if my family literally loved the phase structure of Uno-style games? Then you want Phase 10 Mattel, and honestly it's the most natural step **up from Uno because it's made by the same publisher and feels like a cousin. It's a rummy-style game where you race through 10 numbered phases, runs, sets, color collections, each one a little harder than the last. The hook, you can't advance to Phase 5 until you've completed Phase 4, so even if you fall behind on points. You might be ahead on **progress. That single rule fixes Uno's biggest flaw. There are two ways to be winning, so the table stays in it. 2 to 6 players, ages 7+, 108 cards. Why it's better than Uno. The dual track points and phase progress means a bad hand doesn't bury you, and finishing a tricky phase feels genuinely earned. It's longer than the others here, closer to a main event, so I pair it with a quick game like No Thanks for the warm-up. A lively group leaning in over their cards heads up on length. Phase 10 is the longest game on this list. A full 10-phase game can run 45 to 90 minutes. That's a feature for a dedicated game night, but if your crew has short fuses or little kids, treat it as the headliner and not the whole evening. House rule, I love play to a phase target instead of all 10, first to complete phase 6 or 7 wins. Cuts the runtime roughly in half and keeps the satisfying climb without the marathon, great for school nights. Which is the smartest quick filler that still beats Uno, No Thanks, Amigo, and I will evangelize this tiny box to anyone who will listen. It's the purest easy rules, agonizing decisions game I own. The entire game, a card with a number 3 to 35 is flipped. You either take it **, it's worth that many negative points, or pay a chip to say No Thanks and pass it on. But chips are points too, and the catch, runs of consecutive numbers only count their lowest card, means that ugly 30-point card might be a steal if you've got the 31 and 32. 3 to 7 players, ages 8+, plays until to 20 minutes and the whole thing is just 33 cards and a pile of chips. Why it's better than Uno, every turn is a genuine, do I want this pain or do I spend to avoid it gut check, and the math is visible, you can see exactly why a choice is good. It's a game you can teach in 60 seconds and still lose to your grandmother because she counted better than you. That's the dream. The connect the run secret, don't reflexively reject high cards. If you already hold the card one number above or below, taking that expensive card is often free, runs only score their lowest value. Watching a beginner discover this mid-game is one of game night's great joys. A genuine modern classic, Amazon files it as the play or pay card game for ages 8+, 3 to 7 players, and it's been a fixture on best filler / best gateway lists for years precisely because the rules fit on a postcard and the decisions never stop. Is there one where the family plays together instead of against each other? Yes, and for a lot of families, this is the asterisk quiet revelation of the whole list. The Crew Mission Deep Sea Cosmos is a fully asterisk cooperative asterisk trick-taking game. You're a submarine crew working together to hit a shared set of goals each mission, and here's the kicker, you can't talk about your cards. You get one limited signal per mission, and otherwise you have to read your teammates through the cards they play. It's a campaign of 96 escalating missions, so it grows with your group. Mission 1 is a gentle handshake, Mission 50 is a glorious puzzle. 2 to 5 players, ages 10+, this is the one pick I'd nudge slightly older, it asks for a bit more focus. Why it's better than Uno, nobody loses alone and nobody gets ganged up on, you win or lose as a team, which is transformative for families where one competitive kid takes losing hard. The shared we did it when a tense mission lands is an entirely different and frankly better feeling than dunking on your sibling. Kids and adults racing through a fast-paced card game, outdoors the critics are not subtle about this one, Shut Up and Sit Down, Put the Crew, and Mission Deep Sea, among some of the best card games on the market, and maybe even some of the best cooperative games of all time. When the snarkiest reviewers in the hobby go fully sincere, you listen. How to teach it: play missions 1 to 3 as a no-pressure tutorial and don't track wins, just feel out how the communication token signal works. Once the table gets that you're reading each other through played cards, the real campaign clicks and you'll blow through 10 missions in a sitting. So which one should I actually buy first? Let me make this easy because choice paralysis is real and I'm here to connect asterisk you to the right box. Buy first if you want one do-it-all, Skull King, widest player range, scales across every age, endlessly replayable, the safest will please everyone, bet on the list. Buy first for little kids / chaosiverse tables, Sushi Go, sweetest learning curve, prettiest cards, fastest reset. Buy first if your family is competitive to a fault, The Crew, Mission Deep Sea, cooperative play diffuses the meltdowns. Buy first if you just want Uno but funnier, Exploding Kittens original for the laughs or Dutch Blitz for the cardio. Grab Skull King plus Sushi Go, no thanks, that trio covers a big group, a little kid crowd and a 5-minute filler and all three together cost about what one premium board game does. That's a asterisk game night asterisk, not a backup plan. Shop smart on editions, these all have spin-offs, expansions, and deluxe versions. For your first buy, get the base game, the links in the pics below all point to base editions. You can always add Skull King's expansion or Sushi Go Party later once the family's hooked. On why the upgrade is worth it, Meeple Mountain on Skull King's design, everything from the card hierarchy to the simultaneous bidding patches up the numerous problems with the original game. That's the whole thesis of this guide in one sentence: these games kept what worked and fixed what didn't. Final verdict: look, I'm not here to bury Uno, it earned its spot at every kitchen table in America. But your family has outgrown it and the modern card game shelf is begging you to notice. If you buy exactly one box, make it Skull King, widest player range, scales across every age, and that bidding twist gives you everything Uno's color matching never could. If your crew skews young, Sushi Go is the sweetest landing. If somebody at your table takes losing way too hard, The Crew, Mission Deep Sea puts everyone on the same side and changes the whole emotional weather of game night. And if you just want Uno but funnier, Exploding Kittens original and Dutch Blitz bring the chaos with actual decisions behind it. My real recommendation, the move I'd make for my own people, is the Skull King plus Sushi Go, no thanks. Trio, a big group game, a little kid game, and a 5-minute filler for about the price of one fancy board game. That's not a backup plan for when the Wi-Fi dies, that's a tradition. Now go shuffle. Frequently asked questions. What is the single best card game to replace Uno for families? Skull King by Grandpa Bex Games. It plays 2 to 8 players, scales from a 9-year-old to a grandparent, and it's bid how many tricks you'll win before you play, twist turns simple card play into table-wide drama. It keeps Uno's 2-minute teach while fixing the runaway leader problem, since even a great hand can hurt you if you bid wrong. Which of these is best for young kids? Sushi Go, game right. It's a pick-a-card-pass-the-rest drafting game with adorable art that does half the teaching. Everyone drafts at the same time so there's no downtime, it plays in about 20 minutes and a 5- or 6-year-old can keep up on instinct. Ages 8+ on the box, but younger kids play fine with a little help. Are any of these games cooperative instead of competitive? Yes, The Crew, Mission Deep Sea Cosmos is fully cooperative. Your family plays as a submarine crew chasing shared goals and you can't talk about your cards. Nobody loses alone and nobody gets ganged up on, which is a game changer for families where one kid takes losing hard. It's a 96 mission campaign, ages 10+. Which one is most like Uno but better? For the same chaotic gacha energy, Exploding Kittens original edition, you dodge a bomb and scheme to pass it to your neighbor, but unlike Uno's draw 4, every card is a real decision. For Uno's same fast pace minus the waiting, Dutch Blitz, a real-time card race with no turns at all. We loved Uno's structure. What's the closest upgrade? Phase 10, also made by Mattel, Uno's publisher. It's a rummy-style race through 10 escalating phases. The big improvement, you track both points and phase progress so a bad hand never buries you and the table stays engaged. It's the longest game on this list, so treat it as the main event of the night. Which is the best quick filler game? No thanks. Amigo, you take a high-value penalty card or pay a chip to pass it on, but chips are points too, and runs of consecutive numbers only score their lowest card. It teaches in about a minute, plays in 20, and generates more agonized table debate than games many times its size. Needs 3+ players. How many players do these support? Skull King handles the most at 2-8. Phase 10 does 2-6, no thanks. 3-7 Sushi Go, 2-5 The Crew and Exploding Kittens, 2-5 Sea Salt and Paper, 2-4 and Dutch Blitz, 2-4 up to 8 if you combine two decks. For big extended family gatherings, Skull King or Dutch Blitz with a second deck scale the widest. Are these harder to learn than Uno? No, most teach in 2 minutes or less, same as Uno. No thanks, and Exploding Kittens are roughly as simple as Uno, Sushi Go. And Sea Salt and Paper take one practice round. Skull King and the Crew are slightly deeper but still beginner-friendly. Phase 10 is the most involved, and even that is just rummy with goals. Why do these end in fewer arguments than Uno? Because they fix Uno's three pain points. The runaway leader, most have no way to fall hopelessly behind early, the pylon no draw four mechanic to gang up on someone, and the dead turns, every play is an actual decision. The Crew goes furthest by making the whole family win or lose together. Which Exploding Kittens edition should I buy for family game night? The original edition, ages 7+. ASINB010TQY7A8. Avoid the NSFW explicit edition, it's funny but strictly for adults. There are also two-player and grab and game travel versions. The standard original is the best all-around family pick. Do I need the base game or an expansion to start? Always start with the base game. Skull King, Sushi Go, Sea Salt and Paper and others all have expansions or deluxe versions like Sushi Go Party for up to 8 players, but the base box is the right first buy. Add expansions later once your family is hooked. Every link in this guide points to a base edition. What's the best combination to buy if I want a complete game night? Skull King plus Sushi Go, no thanks. That trio covers a big group, Skull King, the youngest players, Sushi Go, and a quick 5-minute filler or warm-up, no thanks. Together they cost roughly what a single premium board game does and give you a real game night rotation instead of a single backup option.